义务之类的。
没有。没有。
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Charlie's Angels is a flop.
That's what you want to start with? It's so negative.
I wanted to start with it just to get it over with because we talked about it. We were like, it's probably going to be a flop. And then it is a flop.
So negative. I just feel bad. It sucks that it flopped.
I didn't see it. I'm part of the problem.
I didn't see it either. So it's like, why am I like, oh, so sad.
I also didn't see the number one movie, Ford versus Ferrari, which is also a Hooey movie starring thems.
Well, I don't know who Ford is. Are they Ford and Ferrari or are they not Ford? I heard they're not Ford or Ferrari.
Neither of them are Ford or Ferrari. They work for Ford, but they're not Ford. Tracy Letts is Ford.
Wait, he's Henry Ford. Tracy Letts is
Henry Ford. Well, he's Henry Ford the second.
So wait, is the movie about actually Ford and Ferrari being like, my car? No, my car.
It's about... as best I know, which is based on like a couple reviews that I read and the Wikipedia, which
that's
I read
a lot
like
of things
ago,
that you read.
It's
best on this like extensive amount of things that I read about the film.
based on my Saturday, which was spent doing research on Ford versus Ferrari. Ford versus Ferrari is about this time period in history when Ford was like, why can't we have cars in Le Mans, whatever. Like, we should have race cars. Ferrari's always winning. And then this one guy was like, I can make a Ford that's going to beat Ferrari. And so it's about the engineer, who's one of them. And then the race car driver, who's one of them, as in one of them being Matt Damon. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
One of them designs the car. The other one races it. And then they're like, we're going to beat Ferrari. And I don't know who plays Ferrari. They made a movie out of it. It seems like one of those, like... It's just like a piece of patriotism. Like it's
just
very
sad
like
that. Back
America,
to Charlie's Angels,
we can beat Italy.
I'm just sad that we'll never know who the other Charlie's Angels women are now.
No, I saw
like
the
we
funniest.
Thought like we thought we'd know them, but like we're never gonna know them.
No. People called in and they were like, "Well, you said that in the lead up, the person wasn't in the other things, and actually she was in Aladdin." And I was like, "That doesn't prove anyone's point." Like that.
I know. I know. And she like what's funny is like Aladdin was not a flop, but no one knows who was Aladdin and Jazz. No one knows anyone
no
in
one
that
knows
movie.
Them. They barely know Will Smith like, was Genie.
Right. That's the thing. It's like some movies just swallow you whole in their like mythology and you don't even know who is in the movie and it doesn't matter. So like no one knows who like what's her name? Who is Naomi Scott?
Ella Balinska.
And those are the two Charlie's women. Honestly, I've seen them doing
Charlie's women.
I've seen them doing more like press for this than any type of react. Like, I guess the press just really did not work. Poor Kristen Stewart. You can tell she hates doing it. All that effort.
Kristen Stewart.
And flop.
Oh, Kristen Stewart hates doing a big budget. Kristen Stewart wants to like, you know.
But she
wants
did
to do
this.
Her indie movie. She wants to go like talk to a ghost in France.
No, but she said she did this because she was like, I've done a lot of heavy stuff. I want to do something light and fun and empowering. And I get that. It's like fighting and Elizabeth Banks and like a women's story and like all that stuff. So she did this and flopped.
I saw a really funny ad on my, I think it was a mobile ad, but it was a funny like square thing like Charlie's Angels tickets available now, you know, and the, and it was sort of split in half. So the top third was a photo of Kristen Stewart in a very long blonde wig, like smiling. And first of all, like how often do we see Kristen Stewart look like this?
Right.
Long blonde wig smiling. And then in the middle, it said like Charlie's Angels buy tickets now. And the bottom photo was Kristen Stewart, like in a short haircut, like smiling coyly. And it was just like a side of Kristen Stewart you're not used to seeing, like not brooding Kristen Stewart. And the quote, review quote was that was on top of the whole thing was like, Kristen Stewart, like comedy queen, you've never seen her like this. And I was like, how they're, it just read to me like they're flailing. They don't know how to sell this movie. Like Kristen Stewart in a long blonde wig calling her a comedy queen. I was like, they don't know what's happening.
I mean,
meanwhile, Elizabeth Banks is like, mutes Charlie's Angels from all her feet.
Right. She like opens the door to her like money room. She like jumps, she dives in like Scrooge McDuck, rolls around a little and is like, whatever. Charlie's who's?
She calls like her assistant and it's like, make sure no one mentions Charlie's Angels to me for the next 6 months. I'll be in my money room.
That's where she goes to decompress.
What else is happening today? What else do we want to start with?
Oh, you know what I watched this weekend that also shocked me to my core? Did you know that
Mandalorian?
No, absolutely. Yeah, fuck, fuck no. Fuck to the no. Am I watching that shit? But I did end up watching with a friend because we just like, I don't know how we even came here. We watched 2002's The Time Machine starring
Samantha
Guy
Mumba.
Pierce. I was going to say, did you know that Samantha Mumba starred in The Time Machine?
Yeah, I remember
Guy
that
Pierce.
Being a thing. And I saw The Time Machine when it came out.
I'm from the past.
Why have you traveled through time?
That's,
see, I haven't that's, seen it since.
We did not remember this at all. Do you know that her little brother plays her little brother?
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
And her little brother also had a music career. Like, it's so many layers of weird that they cast Samantha Mumba as literally like the number two in
the
this
Mumba
movie.
Empire.
And then never again did she act, really. Like, this was the big break, and she did not break. It broke.
It broke. It's sort of like Charlie's Angels, a recognizable franchise or name. That still flopped.
H.G. Wells' great-grandson directed it. The movie. They let him direct the movie.
No, that's not good enough. He's not good enough for that.
I'm telling you, this movie, it was full of so many like weird details of the time, you know, that it was
just... Oh, uncredited. Gore Verbinski is the uncredited director. Gore Verbinski did all the work.
But
Simon Wells was just there.
Simon Wells. He was credited. They did it for the press, but it was
yeah they did it for the press.
What a weird and they speak like a language in the future that's like it's like Simlish meets like Nell. It's just a fascinating.
Oh, is it that? What's that language that like? What's the fake language? That,
I don't know.
That they're like all of the world is going to speak this language at some point.
Well, it's very
remember that language.
It's very Atlas, Cloud Atlas, like they're. Whatever we're doing in this film.
I'm interested. Keep going. Now you have my attention.
And then Orlando Jones is like in it too. Remember when he was like huge?
Oh, yeah.
He was like the sprite guy. Wait, what? Yeah. Right? Yeah. And he's in this too. He plays like a hologram.
No, it wasn't Sprite. It was the other lemon lime. 7-Up. He was 7-Up guy.
Okay, sorry. But he
make
was
7-Up
a hologram.
Yours.
Hey, I'm the guy who makes 7-Up. I also write the advertising. I just came up with a great new slogan. Make 7-Up yours. Make 7-Up yours. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make 7-Up yours, baby.
People just love it.
He was a hologram. Okay, this is coming back to me. I'm starting to remember bits of this movie now.
He was a hologram. He works in the library, and Guy Pearce goes to the library and is like, what's going on? He's like, I have all of human knowledge. I'm also a hologram. And then Guy Pearce goes to the future by accident and meets Samantha Mumba, who's like, I'm gonna tell you. Like, there's no, she's not involved in any of the music. Like, there's no, like, it's just the most insane Samantha Mumba job that I didn't even know she did.
I went to Orlando Jones's Wikipedia, and it says, in October 2011, the only thing in his personal life is he's married to a formal model. They have one daughter. And then it says, in October 2011, Jones provoked controversy when he joked on Twitter that someone should kill former governor of Alaska vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. He apologized for the comment several days later. That's it. That's his personal life.
Honestly.
It's sad. It's like, what happened to Orlando Jones? He joked that someone should kill Sarah Palin, and then he got canceled.
But that's not like why
he's still in television. He's acting a lot. I'm seeing a lot of things here.
He does like a lot of TV stuff, I bet, right?
How did we get to Orlando Jones's Wikipedia?
I'm sorry. I derailed because of Samantha Mumba.
The actual breaking news that we need to start with is that Derek Huff had emergency surgery to remove his appendix. He had an emergency appendectomy.
Crazy.
He's fine.
That's crazy for him.
He said he woke up at 3 a.m. with a severe and sharp pain in his abdomen, and he knew something wasn't right, and he had appendicitis. And there's a video of him on Instagram in a hospital gown dancing for his girlfriend.
What's funny is that these people, I mean the Huffs, they think they're so relatable. But like the only thing that I've ever seen him do that's relatable is undergo emergency surgery to remove his appendix.
It could really happen to anyone.
That's the first relatable thing this man's ever done.
Everything I can't relate to his dance. I can't relate to his weirdo family. But I can relate to... If not an appendectomy, which I have not had, I used to have a big fear of appendicitis.
Appendicitis.
I'd be like, I'm dying of appendicitis. I'd have like a sharp pain. It was just because like I ran and I had a cramp or something. And my dad would be like, it's not appendicitis. And I'd be like, Dad, it's appendicitis. And he's like, no, you would know. It was because one friend of mine had appendicitis and had to get her appendix removed when I was a kid.
God,
and it scared the shit out of me.
You really,
I was like, looking back, the way she described what happened, she was probably exaggerating a lot of those details. But I was like, because I remember she was like, and then she was like, your appendix starts leaking. And I thought it meant it was like oozing out of your skin. I have no idea. But I, whatever. I never had appendicitis, knock on wood.
Not yet.
Just kidding. The actual breaking news is that Eva Marie Martino is getting a divorce from her husband, Kyle Martino, and has been chronicling not the whole thing, but part of the thing on Instagram. And it sort of threw all of us for a loop. It gave all of us whiplash.
Yeah, it's like as much as I felt like this woman lived under like a dark cloud of mostly her own making, I didn't like see this coming just because she fooled me. Like that's I didn't know.
Yeah, she seems like the type of person who, even if they are undergoing like going through it, capital I, or having some sort of like major personal issue or relationship issue, she would like will herself to make it better. Like, she reminds me of the Annette Bening, not to mention American Beauty, but like it's the Annette Bening, like sort of ignoring the rest of your life. Like, I will sell this house today, you know, where she's like, sure. I will, like if her husband, she's having issues in her marriage. She's like, no, I have to keep up appearances. I will not let this derail my life. And then she's letting it sort of change her life.
I mean, I just feel bad about it. I really don't want to like, it's like not, doesn't feel good to talk about this. And it doesn't feel
We should talk about it though.
But I don't really even want to talk about it.
But we would talk about any other divorce. And so I think the interesting thing about this and the reason we can talk about it and not like laugh about it, like laugh at someone's misery, is that she still remains an influencer. So the interesting thing about her feed is that she still has her contract.
It's like great for her blog. It's like an Adele breakup. It's like when Adele has a breakup, everyone's like, can't wait for the next album. It's like Eva Marie Martino announced a divorce and she's like, here comes the blogs. You know, this is like, it's upsetting, but this is like what she does. Like, this is her outlet, but also her money making, you know.
Yeah. So she's like, she's renovating her big house in Connecticut. And then she's also like selling nipple cream for pregnant women. And it's like, she has to keep doing these things that she, I guess, already agreed to do while at the same time sharing like Rumi poems about, you know, getting over tragedy. And then she has to do all the photo shoots too. Like, she still has to have her Instagram photographer over, but like, photograph me looking somber this time, you know? And I'm wondering, like, is this photo of her in the pajamas looking sad? She's covering up her stomach. So it's like, when was this photo taken? Did she know she would use this for the divorce? Everything about her is so
planned. I cannot believe she posted a poem.
Yeah. Everything about her is so planned that it's like, and she even says it in one of the posts. She says that they had planned the announcement of this for a long time. Like, this didn't happen overnight. Like, they've known about this for a long time. Like, how far in advance has she planned her Instagram grid? I think that's
something that's... She scheduled the divorce announcement amongst, like, the Rumi poem and the nipple cream spawn.
4 months. I mean, it wouldn't be surprise me if this happened at the beginning of the summer, you know? And she was like, well, I already have, like, Q3 taken care of. Like, we can announce it at the beginning of Q4. Like... What does her Instagram spreadsheet look like?
I know. Yikes.
Susan Sarandon has no idea any of this is happening. She's at Bernie's campaign offices. Like, what?
She like makes a phone call for Bernie and she gets her daughter and she's like, oh, oops. I mean, vote Bernie. All right. I'll call you later, sweetie. Okay, bye.
What? No, I have to go. No.
I love the new Special K cereal because it has 15 grams of protein per serving and more fiber than other protein-rich breakfast options. And now it has more, a bundle of vitamins and minerals that actually help the protein do more so I can get more from my morning and more from my day. And that's a feeling my whole family can get behind.
What else is happening?
Olivia Coppola gets playful. Is that what you said?
I was waiting for you to read it.
Olivia Culpo. Saying her name is the least playful thing
Olivia
around.
Culpo. You ask me who Olivia Culpo is.
No.
No.
I have no idea.
Olivia. It's like, you know, she may as well be Ford and or Ferrari. I have no idea who Olivia Culpo is. I've never known.
It's like Culpo.
Culpability.
Culpo v. Windsor.
Why doesn't she have a reality show called Culpability?
Okay, Olivia Culpo gets playful with BFF Cara Santana after Devin Windsor's tearful tear-jerking wedding in St. Bart's.
St. Baths. Baths. It's not even St. Bart's.
What's St. Baths?
I don't know.
Is that like St. Bart's cousin? Like, I don't know who that is. Where is St. Baths?
I don't know.
I don't want to look.
But there are all these photos of them. It honestly looks like Lindsay and I wanted paparazzi photos. So it's just like,
it's like just two people laughing. We're going to go to a
park bench in full glam, just like fake laughing at things.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be candid and casual. Like they're just at a park being friends. And I've never seen anything more staged.
Okay, so I do remember that Devin Windsor we talked about because she was the one who on the model reality show, some model reality show, she was like, yes. Everybody was like, oh, it's really hard for me as like, you know, being a black woman, being a person of color, like in this industry. And she was like, yeah, being blonde, right? You have to dye your hair all the time. And everybody was like, ah!
We just want to know how it feels to be booked because we're blonde. But I don't get booked because I'm blonde, honey. Enlighten me. Shut me up.
The other model was like, you're a problem, you're a problem, you're a problem, you're a problem.
Which made me be like, she's either really stupid or hilarious, like a hilarious genius. So now I don't really know. She married her boyfriend, whose name is Johnny Dex, who like really threw the papers for a loop because no one knew who he was because he really doesn't do anything.
One of the heavy.com fast facts about Johnny Dex is Dex's real name is Johnny Dexter Barbara, not Johnny Dex. It's like, we knew. We knew
Johnny,
his name was not
Dexter
Johnny Dex.
Barbara. And the only, yep. One of the only things they know about him is that his sister is like a designer, mm-hmm. a fashion designer.
Literally named Alexis, and her designer, her design company is just called Alexis. It's a Schitt's Creek joke. It's just like it Alexis. That's it. It's just Alexis.
Hi, my name is Alexis Rose, represented by Alexis Rose Talent.
Okay, what are you going to be singing for us today, Alexis?
I have chosen to perform the title track off of my critically reviewed limited reality series, A Little Bit Alexis.
Ooh.
Feel free to sing along if you know the words.
Okay.
And Devin and Olivia wore matching thongs for Devin's wedding. This is what's so confusing. There's a photo of their asses, and they're wearing these like thongs. And one says Devin, and it's white for like a bride, and one says Olivia, and it's black. And just like a photo of their asses. It's so good.
I don't understand. So weird. Those are their butt? Like, that's Devin's butt and that's Olivia's butt?
Yeah.
But then where is... Did Cara Santana not get a matching thong?
I don't know. They didn't take a photo of her butt.
Who was Olivia Culpo? I've never in my life remembered... Oh, let's play this game really quickly. Okay, I'm on Google.com.
Okay.
Olivia. I typed in Olivia. Space.
Culpo. I just typed in Olivia Space. I think I know who she is. I'll try.
I just went into Google incognito and I typed in Olivia.
Uh-huh.
Can you like guess the number one Olivia that I typed in? Like the number one Olivia
Wild.
That shows up when you type in Olivia. That's number two. What's number one? Think about like Google's also topical.
Haviland.
Google's also topical. Who's a topical Olivia right now?
Olivia. Lawrence Olivier.
Everyone's talking about this Olivia's new show or new season of her show.
What?
Oh. She's new.
Olivia.
You watched her on
Is
this.
Is it The Crown?
Yes.
What's Coleman. Her face? Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman first. I did watch Olivia Wilde second.
Great premiere episode of The Crown, by the way. Okay. Olivia Colman.
Number three, Olivia who?
Haviland. That's... No.
Jade.
Oh, wow.
Olivia Jade, yes.
I should have known that.
Remember Lori Loughlin.
What's number
and
four?
And then Olivia Culpo.
She's after all those Olivias and no yeah. Olivia Haviland. Olivia... She's like an old school actress.
Olivia de Haviland is not... In this, it goes Coleman, Wilde, Jade, Culpo, Rodrigo, Munn, Newton-John, Holt.
Okay,
and
so,
then just Olivia and then Palermo. How rude is that to Olivia Palermo that Olivia is more popular than Palermo?
When you search Olivia Colman, no, when you search Olivia Culpo, who are the people who are related who come up? Let me try and guess them. Like, you know the people who are related, like people
like
also
people
search
also
for?
Search for? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Let me see. Yes. Okay, I got them.
Is it Nick Jonas? Nick Jonas is one.
Nope. Not of the top five.
Is it other Olivias? Is it other models?
No, it's actually three people that I've never heard of in my whole life. One person who I have heard of, and then another person who... Two people I have heard of, three people I've never heard of in my entire life.
Okay, who are they? Okay.
The two people I've heard of in my life are Danny Amendola.
Oh, her ex.
And Shanina Shaikh.
That's her friend who's a model who was
who's
also
just
at
another
this
model.
Wedding.
Yeah.
She was at this wedding, too.
The three people I've never heard of in my whole life are Camille Kostek.
Another model,
who
maybe.
Is another model. Another model, yes. She's a swimsuit model. And then Julian Edelman.
No.
Who is a football wide receiver per Google's quick thing. It says he is an American football wide receiver and punt returner. That's a job.
Okay, I don't need punt
returner. That's a job?
I don't need punt
returner as a job.
Did you click to see punt returner?
It's like he's a wide receiver and punt returner. You just grab the ball. It's already been punted.
Don't start with sports questions. No one cares.
Then Christian McCaffrey, who is also football. He's a running back. Okay. As But Nick Jonas is like 8 down the list. People above Nick Jonas, Kaia Gerber and Emily Ratajkowski.
So Olivia
Nick Jonas
Culpo
is like way down there.
Is like a sexy model. She's like Emily Ratajkowski adjacent, who used to date or at one point dated Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas, yes.
And then she dated Danny Amendola, who's a big deal football player for a long time, and he cheated on her quite a few times and they broke up. But otherwise, I think she won like Miss USA. We've said who she is so many times, and every single time I'm like, I still don't really know who she is. But that's the facts about her. I've never seen her like say a word. If you were like, what does her voice sound like? I'd be like, I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to show you guys how to make one of my favorite drinks. It's called the Bacardi Lime Cooler. It's light and refreshing, perfect for the 4th of July. And one of my traditions for the 4th of July is hollowing out a watermelon and using it as a punch dispenser. And the Bacardi Lime Cooler has watermelon in it. So I figured that this would be the perfect way to show you guys exactly how to do this.
She also attended Boston University, but didn't graduate.
Okay.
I love that. Well, she had other things to do. She won Miss Rhode Island, Miss USA, and Miss Universe.
Miss Rhode Island.
Imagine,
maybe?
Like, that is the full, like, that's the range of, like space and location. The small, like, to go from Rhode Island to Universe in the same year.
Wait, what are you saying? This is like.
She went from the smallest, teeniest little state to the universe in the same year. She won Miss Rhode Island. Then she won Miss USA. Then she won Miss Universe.
This
it
is
just
like,
kept getting
this
bigger.
This is like stoned talk, by the way.
I'm not like, even stoned.
I know, but you sound stoned. Okay. More. Stop. No more about Olivia Culpo in this episode.
No, I don't want to talk about Olivia Culpo. We had to talk about Devin Windsor's thong. Custom thong. And now she's married to this guy,
Johnny Dex Barbara.
There's nothing to know about him.
Who's your boyfriend?
Me.
Okay. My boyfriend, who's actually now my fiance, because we just got engaged, his name is Jonathan Barbara. He's currently helping me film this, so thank you. And he's 29, he's Cuban.
Too much.
People want to know these things, babe. And he owns a women's clothing line. And that's what he does.
It was like 70 something degrees a couple days ago. It's time to put our winter weather to bed, or in my case, under the bed.
Your linens, sweeties. It's linen season, honey.
Oh, all I want is linen all the time. I just want to be draped in linen for my entire life.
Not only am I pulling out my linen tops, my linen bottoms, my linen dresses, I'm putting on my linen sheets. I'm putting on my linen pillowcases. I'm just like, everything is linen because the weather's getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to jackets, sweaters, and hello to shorts, tees, and linen.
I know. I should probably buy some linen shorts from Quince. I have a Quince cotton duvet cover that I really like.
Ooh.
And it's warm. Ooh. It's warm in the cold months and it's cool in the warm months, which is sort of where I want my bedding to be, somewhere in the middle. You know?
You can get premium European linen from blouses, shorts, dresses from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And you get it for a good price because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, they cut out the cost of the middlemen and pass the savings on to you.
I hate middlemen.
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who. Springtime vibes are in the air, and when I bring in some beautiful flowers that are blooming, I want to smell them, not the litter box. And I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I'm going to correct this ad because I didn't bring any flowers in, but you know what I did cook yesterday? A big pot of beans. It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter.
You're saying springtime vibes are in the air, and when I cook a big pot of beans, I'd rather smell them,
yes,
not the litter box.
I'd rather smell beans than flour. I'm trying to personalize
it. I don't think Pretty Litter would mind you correcting their intro with your own personal endorsement, which is that you want to smell your beans.
Yes. Delicious, fragrant beans with bay leaves and garlic and onion. This is all to say that nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. So I know that when people come over to my apartment, they're going to be smelling whatever I'm cooking, whatever's in the air, you know, like whatever candle I lit. They're not going to smell what's in the litter box because it soaks it all up. Plus, the crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. So when the colors change, you can tell your vet what happened so they know what to look for. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have kitty litter bags taking up a lot of space in my little apartment. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Do we want to talk about Bristol Palin?
No.
No. Okay. Do we want to talk about Duff Cameron?
Well, actually, wait. I have a question. Why do you think that people care about Bristol Palin and who she's dating?
Name like, recognition it's, honestly, and a history of messiness.
I'm not being willfully ignorant. I don't think when I ask the question, why do we give a shit about gossip involving Sarah Palin's kids in 2019?
I think it's just name recognition. I think that's 60% of all gossip is just because, like, we know that name. Let's just do it because we know people
this
will
headline
care
is Bristol Palin is making it Instagram official with new boyfriend Jansen Moore. Jansen. Not Jason, Jansen.
Also, they look like siblings. They look alike. He looks like a Palin.
You think that Bristol Palin hangs out with anyone who doesn't look like she's related to them? Like, that is not, that's her social circle.
Her mother, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, commented on the photo, okay, along with a football emoji. Okay, exclamation mark.
Oh, she was on Teen Mom, and it was a huge flop, and no one cared, and no one watched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's why they call her the former teen mom. What?
They call...
I know.
Oh, my God. So this is Bristol's first public relationship since... them quoting Us Weekly. This is Bristol's first public relationship since her divorce from Dakota Meyer. Remember him? Bristol and U.S. Marine vet.
Did he do Playgirl?
No, that was the other one.
Okay. I hate these kids.
That was the first
kids.
One. That was
I
Levi.
Hate these
That
kids.
Was Levi. Bristol and U.S. Marine vet, 31. Playgirl doesn't even exist anymore. Fair. Bristol and the U.S. Marine vet, 31, didn't he do Playgirl, is like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my God, a piece of trash just fell out of my chair. It's okay. One of those,
what?
It's one of those biscottis from a Delta flight. You know?
Wait, like fully, like in the wrapper?
No,
like
it's just the wrapper. It's just the wrapper. It says biscotti.
It was just in the chair, like in your pocket.
It was in the chair.
Well,
I was like rubbing around this chair, and then a biscotti. It's sort of like I was rubbing around an airplane flight. Okay. It says you didn't even let me get to the part.
I'm Bristol not, and the U.S. Marine. You didn't let yourself Marine, get to the part.
Sorry. Now I want one of those biscottis. I actually, last time I took a Delta
flight,
I got one of those biscottis.
No, stop, let it, stop it.
I went on Amazon because I was like, I want to get a big old pack of these things and dip my coffee in it. And then I was like, I'm insane. Okay. Bristol, I could do it. It was cheap. Bristol and the U.S. Marine vet, 31, married in June 2016 before splitting in February 2018. Their divorce was finalized 6 months later. And then it says, quote, freshly divorced and single forever, let's be real. The realtor wrote on Instagram at the time, calling Bristol Palin the realtor is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, lesbi real? Like she was like, I'm a lesbian?
No, like lesbi real. She's just trying to be cool.
Oh.
And then she said, I'm not ready to date.
I thought that was like a thing that she was like, I'm coming out as gay, but then.
I'm just sorry, but like, did you know Bristol Palin was a realtor?
No, she's also a teen mom and a realtor and Sarah Palin's daughter.
Bristol Sheeran Marie Palin is an American public speaker, reality television personality, and
realtor.
Real estate agent.
Imagine if you were trying to buy a house and Bristol Palin like showed up to sell you the house.
It's got another bedroom. There's, you know, ugh. It's a pretty good flow from the kitchen to the dining room. If you have kids, it's nice because you can see the kids from the kitchen.
Is this your
which
Bristol
is
Palin realtor impression? This is what Bristol Palin's like as a realtor.
A lot of light, a lot of light in the master. There's also a bonus room in the basement. It's not finished though, so I don't know. It'll add value once you move in. Okay.
So your take on this character is that she's not interested in being a realtor, but she is one?
No. Would you be interested in being a realtor?
I mean, if that was my job, I would at least try.
Okay. Getting our first look at Bristol Palin on Teen Mom OG. We saw the trailer last night during the VMAs, but here's the big question. What does her mom think?
I was a teen mom. My life is not perfect at all.
Amen.
Dove Cameron is not okay after meeting Paul Rudd. I just don't know why she's at a Golden Globes thing. She's not in stuff that's in Golden Globes.
Dove Cameron had quite the meeting at HFPA and THR celebration of the 2020 Golden Globes Awards season event on Thursday, November 14th. The 23-year-old actress and singer met one of her favorite actors, Paul Rudd.
Can you guess the source that we're reading from? You get one. You get one try. I'll let you. I'll do a Dora the Explorer.
Like,
can you guess? Okay.
Who else would do? Dove Cameron is not okay after meeting Paul Rudd. That is like. Only Just Jared Jr. is doing this headline. To be fair, that actually makes me respect them because they have like a point of view and that they're the only ones that would do this headline.
Dove Cameron's caption was, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here it is. There is nothing that I could say to go along with this photo because it is perfect. Thanks you for listening. Please respect my privacy and leave me be for a few days while I recover. And it was just a photo of her and Paul Rudd. Why was she there?
I think she's
not in
like,
stuff. She's not in like Golden Globey stuff. I guess she's in that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show. But is that still on? And is that getting Golden Globe nominations?
If you're on TV, you're involved in Golden Globes. Like you just like you can get pandered to by Golden Globes.
My favorite thing about Dove Cameron is that she got engaged to that one guy and then broke off the engagement and then started dating that other guy right after. Because I think we covered the engagement and maybe the
right.
Breakup.
And they're like in love. They're like we're so in love. You know the new guy. Also, Dove Cameron, like, she's also one of those people that's like, everyone's like, she's coming, here she comes, Dove Cameron, beep, beep, honk, honk. And like, I'm like, where is she, you know?
Sort of like Sabrina Carpenter, here she comes, beep, beep, she's coming.
Here she comes, like, you better watch out.
Not Britt Marling, other Britt. Britt Robertson.
You're going to hear that doorbell ring any minute now, here she comes, she's
Britt
on
Robertson.
Her way.
It's like whenever you know what, Dove Cameron slash, this is the metaphor I'm thinking of now. The image you gave me after saying that is that, you know, when you have, like, if you're like, if someone buzzes your apartment and like I'm on the second floor.
Yeah.
So it's like you buzz the apartment.
You
and
wait
then, like,
for them.
You wait.
Yeah.
And it's like someone buzzed the front door and I'm just like, okay. And you like go stand by the door and you like wait for UPS.
Yeah.
Okay. What if they never come? That's Dove Cameron.
I don't have that problem. Because my buzzer doesn't work. Like I've
first time I've ever. First time I've ever lived in an apartment with a buzzer that did something.
Yeah. It's crazy. My buzzer.
Like, I've lived in apartments buzzer with buzzers where you can talk. But never one that actually opens the door downstairs.
Oh, yeah. No, you can talk. Oh, trust me. You can talk.
Well,
I'm
like,
that's
hello?
Easy. I'm always like, hi, I'll be right down because I have to go get you.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm like middle of the day. I assume that a buzzer is like a FedEx or something for the whole building. And so I just, the moment I hear the buzzer, I just click door. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I'm letting in thieves.
Yeah, you are. Be careful.
Demi Rose is getting blasted online. We could, if we wanted to talk about Demi Rose two times an episode, so four times a week, we could. There's enough
Demi
out there
Rose
about Demi
is
Rose.
Covered by the, we've talked about her. She's like a Daily Mail favorite. Mm-hmm. She's constantly on the Daily Mail because she is always wearing sexy clothes. And like, that's their number one thing to talk about, you know, obviously. Come on, obviously. And she is just one of those like people who maybe dated Tyga, maybe dated this person, maybe did, but is like sexy online. And so they cover her
that's
constantly.
That's all they care about.
But recently she actually did do something that was worth talking about, which was go viral. Because she walked in a fashion show and her walk was honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It makes you realize, it makes me, it's sort of the way that
it's like how I would walk in a fashion show.
Right. It's like I was thinking about me on the fashion show and it's like Sarah Jessica Parker falling down on her face.
Yeah.
But it makes me think about, you know, modeling is one of those things that you take for granted. It's like all they do is walk.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'm sure it's not a difficult skill to learn, but it is still a skill that requires mastering, you know?
Yes.
Because it's like when you notice, like me, when I look at anyone, like a famous model walk, I'm like, wow, they're walking like a model, big deal. But then you look at Kendall Jenner walk and you're like, drive me crazy. How do you have a career? You're the worst walker I've ever seen. Like, I suddenly have opinions about modeling when I see people I interpret as bad models. And Demi Rose, it's like, oh, wow, all you have to do is walk down a runway in a bathing suit. That's literally your entire life, walking in a bathing suit. That's all you do. And somehow she can't do it.
But that's the thing, is like, her life is actually not even walking. She's reduced her life to be just posing in photos in a bathing suit. Yes, so that when the time came to walk in the bathing suit, which is like what traditionally models do, but she's not a traditional model. She's like a new model. She's an Instagram model. When the time came to do the old school walking, which is what most models know how to do, she did not know how to do
she
for
sort
it.
Of clumps.
Do it.
It's not a walk, it's a clomp.
It's a clomp.
It's
clomp.
Like, it's me. It's like any of us pretending to be a model, like in front of your friends. You know, like, here's me walking down the runway, like, and everyone's laughing at
you. It's also,
you know,
just
like,
wild, because it just also shows that, like, some of these bathing suits that people are wearing are not meant to be walked in. They're meant to be sat in, you know, like posed in. They're not
nothing
really...
is less practical than the bathing suits that all of these models are wearing.
Right,
in this,
like,
in this
these are not
show.
Active wear bathing suits. Like, you're not supposed to even active. You shouldn't even be walking, you know, moving anything, because, like, everything is precariously placed, right?
It's like the truest form of athleisure, because you're supposed to just be lying down in them.
Yes. There's no ath in it. It's just leisure wear. Just leisure bathing suit. Like, the bathing suits where you're like, I'm not saying this is what she was wearing, but the bathing suits where you're like under boob shows and there's just like a strip. If you have boobs that are like oversized, whatever, your boobs are not staying in that. Like, that's crazy that you would think they would. But it's fine, because a lot of people wear bathing suits and lie around. So, like, being wearing a bathing suit like that when you're going somewhere, lying around, that's fine.
Where you're just going to lie around. Where you're just going to lie on, like, the chaise.
I get,
you know,
that.
You're
going to
read your
fine.
Book. You're going to read Olive again.
And
you know, that's all you're going
to
do.
Yeah, and you want the under part of your boob to get tan. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. That part never gets tan.
This looks so uncomfortable.
It looks uncomfortable.
Because it's sort of a...
She tweeted, all jokes aside... Yes, I'm not the best runway model. I was super nervous. Didn't want to do it. My top went missing backstage. Okay. My shoes were too big for me in height and size. Not to mention I was dealing with personal issues. Losing my parents, my mom. Oh my God, Demi, a mom a month before. I wanted to push myself out of my comfort zone, make them and myself proud. And that takes a lot of bravery. So for that, I'm proud of myself, because there's not a lot that wouldn't have done it. This is, did you get a spell check or any check on this?
No.
But it's done now. I can laugh too, but I'm still here and it's all Gucci. Whoa.
Gucci.
Sorry. This is like.
People are being really mean to her and that's
sort of the
thing.
I know, but like, they're being mean to her about the runway, but this is incomprehensible.
Yeah, I, there was a Cosmo story about it, and it's so funny when they put the sick and all. It was just like, it was like in hindsight, because she didn't say hindsight, she said high sight, and it's like in hindsight, like sick, this sick, everything was like sick.
This woman, I mean, we talked about her a million years ago, but she has like a weird coming up background story that is
and
a
there's
shady.
She's allegedly
that.
She's allegedly part of that, what's the group,
Taz's Angels,
Jazz's Angels,
which is like,
Google that.
You want to Google that,
just Google it.
I'm not like talking about that.
People call
here.
In about them occasionally, and it's just an unpleasant thing to talk about, so that's why we haven't played your calls about Jazz's Angels, because it's not fun. This, however, is Demi Rose stuff that's fun, because you know what, I always sort of, and this is me being as earnest as I possibly can be, but like, Demi Rose has put herself in this position of like, yeah, she did it to herself. She's like a fashion model. That's all she does. Like, she just poses on Instagram. Like, this is what happens whenever you accept, when you make, you want to become famous, you become really famous, and then you get this runway thing that you're not prepared for. But like, I appreciate that Twitter thread. Like, she owned it in a way, and that takes... Some sort of gumption. She owned that she fucked up. Like, okay. She made little jokes about it. I don't know. I
mean,
always sort of think that that's...
I mean, she knows she fucked up.
As opposed to getting, like, defensive and angry and whatever, like, she understands the internet well enough to know that this happens and that the best way to deal with it is with a tweet like that.
because I've been waiting for this woman to do literally anything versus like be sexy on Daily Mail for months now.
People
years
call
now,
about her all the time.
And this is the thing that she did. Well, she's done nothing else except for be sexy. And people are like, why is this woman all over the Daily Mail? And it's like, we've said, like, it's because she's sexy. Like, that's fine. They love her. And she loves to call the paparazzi. And I think they always show up for her.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of people who are bad at their jobs, this is a Daily Mail headline. Exclusive. Billionaire Mohammed Hadid is broke and can't even scratch together $500,000. His lawyer claims, as the father of supermodels Gigi and Bella fights against tearing down his Bella mega mansion. We haven't talked about this house in a while.
This is incredible. I love this so much. This is an incredible story because we talked about this. It's like Mohammed Hadid, who is Gigi and Bella's dad, who when we first talked about him, they weren't even that famous, or they were kind of famous, but
they
not
were getting
really
famous. Yeah.
The point is that he's their dad. Their mom is what's her face,
Yolanda
from Housewives,
Foster.
But they're divorced.
So,
and
yeah.
So he buys this land on top of this mountain, this kind of hill in Hollywood. I think it cost him like $1.5 million. It wasn't like he buys
just
this
for the
land,
yeah.
But it's like precarious land, like it's kind of hilly land. And he proceeds to start building something that he calls like the spaceship, which is wild. Mm-hmm. I think he called it the Starship Enterprise. Okay. So he starts building this mansion, Starship Enterprise. And the neighbors around him are like, what the fuck is this guy building? Not only
this house is going to fall down,
ugly, but it's really unsafe and it's literally going to fall off this mountain. Like, there's just no way that this house is going to stay on this mountain. It's just going to fall right off, which is like hilarious because.
And a fair, an understandable worry in that particular neighborhood, you know? Like, number one, earthquakes. Yes. Number two, like, it's a hill.
Yes. And so they take him to court, these neighbors, and the city, I think, at this point, is like, what the fuck? Oh, Ariel Newman, attorney for the neighbors who want the giant 30,000 square foot eyesore turned down, scorned Rudman's claim that, okay, so then they go to court and they're like, you have to take this down. It's not only dangerous, it's going to like fall on us, but
and
it's
also he didn't even have,
hated.
He didn't get permits to build certain things. Like, it wasn't, like, the actual construction wasn't on the up and up either.
Right.
Anyway,
oh, wow.
Go on,
that's
sorry.
Crazy. No, you're right. That's crazy. So they go to court and the court is like, you have to take it down. And then he's like, I can't afford to take the house down. Because taking the house down would cost $500,000, which he can't afford. Even though he bought the house and built the house, he literally can't afford to get it taken down. And so they're taking him to court again, I think.
They're continuing the
case.
It's the money pit.
It is the money pit. But it's also like going to fall on the neighbors. Like, is he just going to leave it there? It's so ugly.
I don't know how this works, but it's ugly. And it's just like offensively big, you know, it's so big and it's just windows everywhere. It's just like, it just represents everything that we all hate now, you know, it's like excess to a degree that like you can't deal with. And also like, it shows, I mean, the whole thing is a metaphor. Like, it shows how excess, like, ruins people's lives in every possible way.
Well, it's so
and
funny.
Ruins the lives of everyone around you, too.
The court, the guy, his lawyer, or no, or the lawyer of his lawyer, Rudman, he argued that Hadid could get bank financing to knock the house out and build another on the same site, which would cost about $30 million. But only if this building and safety department would guarantee the permits to build it. And then they were like, no, like, absolutely not. Like, no, the city said, no, like the problem can only be solved by tearing down the whole building to get the piles and replace them. So he wanted to like not tear down the entire thing and work from there. But they're like, you have to, this whole thing is like broken. Like, this whole thing is unsafe.
It's really, you have to look at the photos of this house because it is under construction. It's like, no part of it is finished, and a lot of the the hill around it has been stripped. So like the land looks bleached and sort of barren and apocalyptic. It's really, it's creepy. It looks like it's photoshopped, you know.
And also the Daily Mail literally got photos of the judge of the case at the construction site, like pointing,
examining things.
It's unbelievable. They're all
and Muhammad there. Is like trailing behind him, and it says a glum looking Hadid, flanked by his two attorneys, was photographed following the judge around the property, and the judge is in some cute little fedora cap, pointing and being like this and 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 this, and he's just like, well, I don't know.
That's crazy.
A judge said, If these piles failed and his house came down the hill, I am positive in my mind that it would inflict severe damage on the neighbors' properties below, if not destroy them. Are these piles structurally safe? What would happen if there was a 6.0 earthquake? Good questions.
And not even like unreasonable questions. There could be a 6.0 earthquake right in that
tomorrow,
area.
Tomorrow, today, right now.
Crazy.
Anyway, Muhammad Hadid.
Crazy.
Still kicking. Remember when he was, and his whole thing, and the thing about, the reason we talked about Muhammad Hadid to begin with was because his whole thing is being like, I'm rich, I flaunt my money, I'm always at dinner with my friends, I'm like always on a yacht, and here he is being like, I don't have any money anymore, because right. This is what he did with his money, you know?
Well, this just also is like, wealth is a mirage, wealth is mm-hmm. fake, it's like mm-hmm. not, it's like you're wealthy, but actually like, where's the money? There's
where
no money.
The money?
The money's yeah. here, the money's there. That's not actually liquid,
liquid money. And now his money is in a...
huge
unfinished Starship Enterprise on a hill somewhere, and all the neighbors want to kill him. So
I love it. It's like when you call your house a Starship Enterprise, you're literally asking for you to be sued out of existence, like the house to be like
it's like Versailles, it's like Queen of Versailles. But I think she finished her house, didn't they finish it ultimately?
I don't remember. Yeah, I guess
we need a follow-up to Queen of Versailles, because her life got dark quick.
Yeah, well, are you really, you think? It's like you watch the documentary, you're like, her life got dark quick. I mean, quite literally.
How are you doing, Mr. Hadid?
Hey, how are you?
You're big in real estate right now. There's a lot of wildfires and stuff like that. Do you think that affects the real estate market anyway? But do you think it has any effect on the value or where people decide to build houses, or not really?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hadid.
Alexis Renz says she and Noah Centineo love art. That's not a headline. That's just me summing up a story. That's not a headline. That I was like, okay,
oh,
we have to label
this
section.
Oh, you just wrote that? That's not a headline?
Yeah. I wrote that in headline. I read it in you know,
in caps
in
case.
Caps
so
case.
we talked about these two are dating? It's like honestly perfect. They're perfect for each
if
other.
If we did, it was probably deleted from an episode.
Remember Noah Centineo from last episode being like, the greatest gift is not to give to your country, but to give
and what you do with what
and
you give and how
what you
give it.
And you give.
Yeah.
To be or not to be, that is the question. To give.
Yeah,
to
new
give
radical
or not
too.
To give. That
yeah.
is the question. Okay. He is dating Alexis Ren, who is a fucking another Instagram bikini model.
Yes.
Literally, who I think was dating some other Instagram guy, and then they had a big breakup. Yeah, she's another Instagram model, but I don't really remember like her tale. I just remember when she broke up with her boyfriend, who was also... When I think of her, you know what I think of? I think
who?
Of like, you know, in photos where women hold out their hand and look backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's like her. That reminds me of her. That's like her entire existence is like holding out her hand and looking backwards.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know that look. Yeah.
And she's like, come with me. Like, we're going to a beach, or like whatever that mm-hmm. whatever that pose is, that like famous-y like Instagram pose. That's like, that is her, I think.
Yeah. She dated a lot of other guys that like don't matter. Do not remember them. Absolutely, like no one as famous as Noah Centineo, and that's not even saying all that much.
Yeah, what are you even saying? Like, that's saying like...
You want to know the other people she's dated?
Sure.
Alan Burstyn.
Who? Alan Burstyn's son?
Who, he was a Dancing with the Stars dancer. So they were paired on Dancing with the Stars.
They were paired on Dancing with the Stars, okay.
She dated someone named Sky Bear.
Didn't she win Dancing with the Stars? She won.
She won it?
I think so.
No, they came in fourth place. Before that, she dated a guy named Sky Bear. And you know what 17, how does 17 describe Sky Bear? Alexis had a brief fling with a training coach who goes by Sky Bear on Instagram. No word on whether that's his real name. That's it. That's Sky Bear. Before that, she dated someone named Jay Alvarez. And he was the, That's the guy who was like the actual like model.
Right.
He was someone who's sort of an Instagram person. And he's like the one who... Their whole relationship was the Instagram that Lindsay described. Like,
was holding the hand and looking backwards.
He was Instagram boyfriend, holding hand, looking. Our legs were always on the beach, blah, 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 blah. Now she's dating everyone's favorite dum-dum, Noah Centineo. And they seem perfect for each other. And they love art. And according to Alexis Ren, he's actually a real sweetie, you know? He's amazing,
she
told me.
Actually, he's a real piece of shit? Like, what?
Not to change the subject too much, but looks like you found love.
Oh, looks like I did.
Looks like you did. Have you and Noah said the L word yet?
Yeah, I love that man. He's amazing.
What do you love most about him?
gosh, his spirit, he's so vibrant and so passionate about everything he does. He puts 100% of himself into everything.
Yeah.
And his heart is gold.
How did you guys first meet?
It was just through friends.
It was through friends?
Yeah, it was through friends.
How long has it been now?
I think 8-9 months now.
8-9 months?
He's like, amazing, she told Inu. His heart is really that genuine. He has a heart of gold, and he's that much of a dork in real life, too. It's and then it says, as if that weren't cute enough, picturing like a 31-year-old person having to like fake swoon over these people, like
I know.
As if that weren't cute enough, Ren shared that their date nights are also swoon-worthy, considering they're both spontaneous people. Also, they're both is the wrong there. Okay, it's different every time because I'm very spontaneous, and so is he, she said. It just depends on what we're trying to do for each other. He likes to paint, so I took him to paint one time. Just little fun things.
What?
We both love art, so we love doing art together.
He likes to paint, so I took him to paint one time?
One time. She says, just little things. They love art, Lindsay. What are you asking? They love art.
Noah Centineo just continues to be the most, like, disappointing. Because remember we had higher standards for our internet boyfriends? It was like, we like this guy on Tumblr. He's popular because he's, like, smart or, like, funny.
And he's woke
or, like,
and
special
he's cute
or, like, weird or, like, there's something
and
about him.
And I also
him.
Like the show that he's in. Like,
and
Noah
it's like
Centineo.
This Noah Centineo was literally the lowest, the bottom of the pile, the like last marble in the bucket of internet boyfriend. Like, we swooned too hard, too fast, without knowing anything, did no research, and look where we're at. Fucking.
The kicker of this story, Alexis revealed that her boyfriend was so excited to win a PCA, People's Choice Award. Like, how dare you abbreviate that? Sounds like a golf tournament.
Didn't he win like best actor?
It was like best actor in the world. Every People's Choice is like the biggest hyperbole. It's like the greatest actor of all time.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Kobe Smulders. And you're like, where am I? Okay. So Alexis revealed that her boyfriend was so excited to win a PCA. Quote.
It's the only award he'll win. Quote, he should yeah. be.
Did you know we didn't talk about this? When E sort of like took control of the PCAs, they changed. God, I call it the PCAs. When E took control of the People's Choice Awards back a couple years ago, they changed the trophy, and it was like a ugly, gaudy glass trophy
you
for
were
a long,
with this,
long
from
time.
From a flame
it,
until a
it
question
looked like
mark,
a flame, and they
point.
Made it look like an exclamation mark. They yeah. literally did their own E branding for
well,
the award.
Well, the Whomy Award is a question mark, so yeah, welcome to the club.
Okay. We love awards that are punctuation.
We got to start preparing the Whomies.
Oh, we got to prepare the Whomies. I don't want to think about it. Okay, quote, let me tell you this. Quote, this is Alexis. He's been so positive through that journey. Number one, what journey? Journey towards a PCA? What is this? Everest? Okay. He's been so positive through that journey, she
what
said on
journey?
Friday night. I don't know what that journey is. He's been so positive through that journey, she said on Friday night. Quote, he's like, I made it. Yeah. He'll chase me down the hall. It's so funny.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. What?
He'll chase me down the hall. It's Wait. So funny.
That's like Britney Spears' iconic tweet. It's like, do you
I
like-
love Lady Gaga. I'm worried about global warming. I love Lady Gaga. I think she's an interesting artist. Yeah. Because it's people and they have to pretend to stan everything. Let me finish this.
Oh,
so once
no.
again, he's like, I made it. Yeah. He'll chase me down the hall. It's so funny. Next paragraph. It's safe to say these two are couple goals. And that's the imagine anything less safe.
But you know what's funny? So like these two are getting the cutie treatment from the tabs, like they're getting like the posy treatment, but mm-hmm. the next couple that we're just about to talk about, Kaia Gerber and Pete Davidson, are getting the like negative treatment. They're like getting
they're like,
the
we hate this.
Well, they're getting the weird like overly reported treatment, which is like they started hanging out alone more often after meeting up in New York in October. Kaia expressed she loved Pete's personality. She thinks he is charming and very intrigued. Like it is the very like it
and
is
it's the
opposite
because yeah. Alexis Rin and Noah Centineo were like, E wants to talk to us about our People's Choice Awards journey.
Right.
We'll give you every quote on the universe. And Kaia Gerber's like, I don't say a thing. Pete Davidson's like, I don't say a thing. But then the sources do the typical source stuff.
Right, the source is right. Because Kaia visited Magnolia Bakery in the West Village, an eyewitness told E! News. An eyewitness, like a woman? Like, what are you talking? She picked out a large and round birthday cake and banana pudding. Good choice. She knew exactly what she wanted and was smiling as they wrapped. What? As they wrapped.
I love that quote. Lindsay, were you in Magnolia Bakery, like, giving E! The scoop? She knew exactly what she wanted, and she was smiling as they wrapped up the cake for her.
I'm wearing a trench coat, a fedora, and I'm on the phone, and I'm like, she knew exactly what she wanted. I'm on the phone like, hey guys, it's here. It's Agent L on the line. She knew my chiropractor was just here, and she ordered a cake, and she knew exactly what she wanted.
Gotta say, we've probably talked about Magnolia in the past, but like, don't get a cake at Magnolia. Don't get a cupcake at Magnolia. Just get the banana pudding. That's all you need.
But also, so did you see Just Jared's take on this?
And also, if you're going to Magnolia, if you want to go to Magnolia Bakery, go to the one in Grand Central, because there won't be a line and you can just get the Magnolia.
Relax, New York. All right. So on Just Jared, here's the tip. Jr., it was the headline was, this is my favorite. Kaya Gerber buys Pete Davidson a confetti cake for his birthday report.
According to the report, Kaya ordered a confetti cake with pink frosting that read, quote, happy birthday, Pete, in blue
That's
frosting.
That's a lot more information. Happy birthday, Pete.
Oh, my God. They went to a thing called the Let's Make a Poop Quiz Show at New York's Comedy Festival.
That's the
hosted by Triumph the Insult Comedy Dog.
No, that's every tabloid had to write. They responded together, the Let's Make a Poop Quiz Show at the New York Comedy Festival hosted by Triumph the Insult Comedy Dog. Page Six took it further and said, Anthony Scaramucci was also in attendance.
Kaya Gerber. Who gives a shit?
I hate that they're
Pete Davidson, who gives a shit?
People give a shit. I gotta say, there's gotta be... The reason why Pete Davidson's still on SNL, he's got to have one big fan in there, and that big fan has got to be the boss, because there's no one else who could be putting up with this bullshit. Pete's like not in the show. I'm just talking about Pete.
No, but what I'm saying is I saw enough thumbnail. It was like this Harry was so good, and this Harry was like, I didn't see Pete anywhere.
He was only in it for like 1 minute. Like, you can tell that the writers aren't writing for him anymore. Mm-hmm. So like, something is going on where like somebody in power is keeping him on the show because they like him and no one else likes him. Anyways,
he probably doesn't want to be there anymore.
Right. It's true. I mean, he just wants to hang out speculating at like upstate with Kaya Gerber.
It looks like things might be heating up for Pete Davidson and Kaya Gerber. A source tells ET that the two spent Saturday night together at the Saturday Night Live after party in New York City. According to the source, the two arrived together and they even rocked matching 90s inspired looks. Quote, throughout the night, they were very affectionate and flirtatious with one another. At one point in the evening, Pete and Kaya were alone together in the back of the restaurant in one of the booths. They were laughing with each other and exchanging flirtatious touches.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita Ora met the prince. Had they never met? Because she's friends with Harry. We know that.
No,
she's definitely hung out with the royals before. She's met William,
right?
She's been to Buckingham Palace or something.
So this is exciting. We talked about this last week, but Bobby cut it. It happened. The news, there was a TMZ push alert literally right when we were recording.
We were recording Who's There.
Rita Ora met the fucking prince, and they got a great photo of her, of course. Like, she's showing him how long something is with her hands.
Yeah. She's doing like, and then they're maybe like a foot apart. And he's looking down, like, drinking, like, a seltzer.
And the headline on TMZ says, so you see, size does matter, which is rude. They're, like, obsessed with the fact that she was doing this in the photo. I guess they were at some charity event together, and they talked, and they hugged.
Yeah,
and
they were at a charity event in London, uh-huh. and she was there. Uh-huh. It was honoring an organization that's, quote, been aiding homeless youth for 50 years.
It's exciting. She met the prince again. She knows the prince.
She was doing charity. She met the prince. Yeah.
He has her number. Are you kidding? Her mother met Princess Vera. Beatrice. That's exciting.
We love Vera. Vera's been getting more and more headlines lately. I love it.
A lot of headlines for Vera. She met Princess Beatrice. I think it was at the same event. Where else would it have been?
Oh, yeah.
Rita brought her mom recently.
I love that Rita brought her mom to the event.
Of course she did.
She also put on a very quirky display in a floral embellished mask before donning 80s-inspired pajama suit as she attends Hits Radio Live in Birmingham.
But then you click on it and you're like, whoa, this really is a quirky look. She's wearing a mask.
I actually hadn't clicked it until now.
She's wearing like a mask. It's a quirky look.
All it's doing is about blank. Oh, Rita Ora puts on very quirky. Oh, that's quirky.
She covered up her visage with a black and scarlet floral mask and let her smoky eyes do the talking.
God, pajamas.
Wait, where did she wear pajamas?
It says because the pajamas are underneath. And then she has, oh no, it's to the right of it. She wore the pajamas on stage.
Those don't look like pajamas. They're sort of pajamas. They're not pajamas. Get out of here.
Please look at what I texted you, but not the contagion joke. It's like a fashion mask, and I said me during contagion. Like, if there were, like, an outbreak, I'd definitely dress like this. But this caption, this Daily Mail misspelling is really funny.
Let me see. Colufrol.
Colufrol.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Colufrol is a really funny mistake. That's
the same caption, because they were focusing on how are we going to say that she's going to have a wardrobe malfunction. These two outfits, she could not be further from maybe having a wardrobe malfunction.
She's wearing more clothes than I've ever seen her wear, actually.
She's literally covered up. She could not be more covered. She could be
the
more
only
covered
skin,
up.
The only skin exposed are like the lower halves of her hands and her neck and face.
She has a literal mask on her face, and they're like, whoops, could be a wardrobe malfunction. It's like, her mouth is covered.
I do love that Daily Mail is still covering her even when she's showing very little skin.
It's amazing.
That's nice of them.
It's amazing.
That's nice of them to show that they're not just like so horny. It's probably so sweaty under that mask. Like, you know, when you have like, when you wear like a surgical mask or something, like a breathing mask or something, and then it gets really like, and you're cleaning or something and you wear the mask.
How many masks do you have masks in your house?
Yeah, for sometimes when I'm cleaning. Well, also, like, when I was painting a thing, I wore a mask, and I was like, this is the worst. Imagine doing this all the time.
All right.
Where am I? Oh. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Come to our New Jersey show. It's on Friday. It's not sold out, but it's selling, you know. It could be sold out by the time it's Friday. I don't know. Buy a ticket. WhoWeekly.us. We'll see you at the Bell House. Both sold out shows. Really, really excited about that. And support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bi-weekly episodes and a weekly newsletter. And also just to show your support, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for like some fun times for you and yours.
What?
And have a great week.
Fun time for you and yours. Bye. Come to our show. Bye.
You will drive it. Yeah. 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 They want to know. Hey.
To be famous.